political decision that will make history in the worst way. Too many identical patterns with housing, assistance, and other important things that help the weak, the sick, and the disabled. The hidden agenda buried deep in the ongoing legislation should tell you that the very last thing on their minds is to actually help. Why do you think getting assistance is a first-come, first-served basis? It's basically a competition. The money being thrown about could definitely help out a lot of people accomplish goals that can better their lives, but the answer turns out to be no, or something lesser than what was asked. I get really frustrated about this. I get frustrated by this, especially when it's right in the damn paperwork. It's really frustrating. It seems they push the adage, sometimes it pays to be evil. Yeah, I said it. Why do you think there are so many that are broke, but they are very good Samaritans that do give a helping hand when needed? Because being genuinely good is not attractive to the powers that be. They consider it weakness. Speaking the truth is unprofitable. But since when do we put so much energy into covering it up, especially if it can help change a situation for the better? Well, that's not what they want. If it was true, it would have happened the way people needed it to happen. But no, it didn't work out that way because of purposeful political maneuvering to keep those goals ever rotating, to keep moving those goalposts further and further away. This alone should speak very clearly to the real priorities they have in mind for the masses. They don't want to be equal. They want to be superior. The minute that their narrative is threatened in any way, they move on that information to make sure it's seen by as little people as possible. That's why they put in more community standards, which is a means of legal censorship, to prevent the verbal flow of information is another form of hijacking society within itself. I'm going to say that again. To prevent the verbal flow of information is another form of hijacking society within itself. To change the language of basic human conversation is a means to create more hatred and toxicity between the masses. When things are starting to look too calm, they start a fight when there isn't one. It's like high school on steroids. The popular ones are causing all the trouble, but are blaming it on their fellow students so they can continue to do harm to others without recourse. That, to me, is the pinnacle of failure that will leech onto our future generations, onto the ending of our existence. And there doesn't seem to be any sign that it will end on its own. Until next time, this is Beatrice Harris, aka Honeybee the Humanist. Until next time, stand up. Stand out or stand down. Your choice.